Get started in a moment here. I'll just let everybody sit down first. All right. Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, it's wonderful to see all of you here this morning, and I trust that everyone is well rested. We did have an extra hour of sleep, which is wonderful. Of course, we're going to lose an hour of sleep in the spring. I personally feel they should just abolish that daylight saving time nonsense, but that's just my opinion. But we're going to worship the Lord for a while. We're going to sing His praises. We're going to study His Word. That is the plan for today, just like we do every Sunday, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing what the Lord will show us, and we're going to open with a prayer before we do anything, because we need the Lord's help. Father in heaven, we come before Thee in prayer this morning, asking for Thy guidance and Thy direction. We ask, O God, that Thy Spirit, Thy Holy Ghost would be here this morning upon each and every one of us. We ask that Thou wouldst anoint and bless this service, O God. We ask that Thou wouldst anoint the songs. We ask that Thou wouldst anoint Thy Word for our ears. We ask, O God, that Thy Holy Ghost would be with us upon each and every one of us. And we pray this in Jesus' name, to the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. All right, if you can find your melodies of praise hymnal. The first song we're going to sing should be very easy to find because it's number one. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Wonderful song to sing because Jesus is our Lord. He is our King, and one day we're going to stand before Him. And it's going to be a wonderful thing for some of us, but for those who have not repented, for those who have not put their faith in Jesus, it's going to be a horrible day for them. But thankfully, that does not have to be our fate. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful day for us. And He is the Lord of all, even those who don't realize it or claim that He isn't, but He is the Lord of all. Glory to God. We're going to sing number 85, He Keeps Me Singing. Within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. It's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. It's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting 'neath His sheltering wings. Always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. It's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. It's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. My every longing keeps me singing as I go. Soon He's coming back to welcome me far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with Him on high. It's Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. It's Jesus. Song He puts in our hearts. And later on, when we study the Word, we're actually going to be looking at a couple of very powerful songs that we find in the Bible, so I'm looking forward to that. But right now, I want to go to number 198, Jesus Saves. Praise the Lord, that's good news for all of us. Victory. Jesus saves. There is victory through Jesus Christ. In fact, why don't we go to number 294 and sing Victory in Jesus?
Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. me, and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Praise the Lord.
I think what we'll do now is take up the collection. Doug, if I could get you to do that for us. Thank you, sir. Father in heaven, we thank thee for these tithes, these gifts, these offerings. We know, O God, that these funds belong to thee. They are for thy use, for thy glory. We know they are not for our own use, but for thy kingdom. And we thank thee for these offerings. We ask, O God, that thou hast blessed the givers here this morning, and also bless those who are unable to give. We pray this in Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Why don't we sing number 185, The Fire is Burning. Lofty height, and I've satisfied my longing heart's desire, for I caught a glimpse of glory bright, and my soul is burning with the fire. Oh, the fire is burning, yes, 'tis brightly burning, oh, 'tis burning, burning in my soul. Oh, the fire is burning, yes, 'tis brightly burning, oh, 'tis burning, burning in my soul.
like Him I every day aspire. For His love is like a heavenly flame, and my soul is burning with the fire. Oh, the fire is burning, yes, 'tis brightly burning. Oh, 'tis burning, burning in my soul. Oh, the fire is burning, yes, 'tis brightly burning. Oh, 'tis burning, burning in my soul. I my all upon the altar lay, as I to my closet lovingly retire. And the flame consumes while there I pray, and my soul is burning with the fire. Oh, the fire is burning, yes, 'tis brightly burning. Oh, 'tis burning, burning in my soul. Oh, the fire is burning, yes, 'tis brightly burning. Oh, 'tis burning, burning in my soul. By faith I ask, and the oceans fall, and beyond I see the haven I desire. There I lift you the beacon lights of home, and my soul is burning with the fire. Oh, the fire is burning, yes, 'tis brightly burning. Oh, 'tis burning, burning in my soul. Oh, the fire is burning, yes, 'tis brightly burning. Oh, 'tis burning, burning in my soul. Oh, the fire is burning, yes, 'tis brightly burning. Oh, 'tis burning, burning in my soul. Oh, the fire is burning, yes, 'tis brightly burning. Oh, 'tis burning, burning in my soul.
Well, my original plan was for that to be the last song, but I think we'll sing one more because I feel like glorifying the name of Jesus. Why don't we sing number 107, Glory to His Name? Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Come to the fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete.
blood applied. Glory to His name.
Such a wonderful thing to glorify the name of the Lord, and that name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. But we are going to get started in the Word. I'm excited about that. And after the service, we will be having a dinner. We're doing it Thanksgiving style this time, since it's November. We thought that would be a nice thing to do, so we're looking forward to that. But before we do any of that, we need to study God's Word. And I'm going to call this message this morning, I Will Sing of the Mercies of the Lord Forever. Before we get started, I want to open with a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this opportunity to open Thy holy book. We thank Thee for this opportunity to study Thy Word. We ask, O God, that Thou would move upon us in a great and mighty way. We ask that Thy power would be here. We ask for Thy anointing. We ask, O God, that Thou would be here with us upon each and every one of us, that Thy Holy Ghost would be in us and on us and all around us. We ask, O God, that Thou would give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts that would perceive and understand what Thou hast for us this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name, through the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. As I mentioned, the title of this message is I Will Sing of the Mercies of the Lord Forever, and by that title you'd probably be guessing we're going to be going to Psalm 89, but before we do that, we're going to start in Exodus chapter 15, and we're going to be looking at a song that was sung by Moses. After the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, God brought them out by a mighty hand from the land of Egypt, and then they came to the Red Sea, and it seemed as though they were backed up against a wall, or a sea, as it were, and there was no way. The Pharaoh's soldiers were bearing down on them. They didn't know what to do, but the Lord moved in a mighty way, and Moses stretched out his arms, and the sea was rolled back. And the Israelites crossed over on dry ground. And of course, we know that the Egyptians tried to follow after. We know that's one of the great paradoxes in Scripture, because the Israelites, they didn't believe they could cross over, and the Egyptians thought they could, but they failed. But there was great joy in Moses after this amazing miracle. And I tell you what, if you experienced a miracle like that, you'd probably be singing too. Praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people don't realize that the Bible is actually full of songs. There's songs in many, many places in the Scripture. And in fact, Psalms is basically a songbook.
Yes,
the Psalms, most of them, probably all of them, were sung at one time or another. And while we don't know the tunes and melodies, some of those we sing them because we have our own tunes and melodies for them, and it's a wonderful thing. But this, I believe, is the first song recorded in the Bible here in Exodus chapter 15, and it is the song of Moses. So we're going to be looking at that because this is a song of victory, a song of triumph, and what a wonderful thing. You know, there's a lot of power in singing songs to the Lord, and a lot of times you'll really feel His presence after singing, and people might wonder, why is that? Why is it we seem to feel God's presence so much stronger after we sing? And you know, I got thinking about that, and I think it's because He is our Heavenly Father. And what father doesn't love to hear his children sing? Praise the Lord. I'm sure God loves to hear us sing. And you know, we don't have to have perfect voices. We don't have to sound like professionals. We just make a joyful noise to the Lord, and that's a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. But in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, it tells us, Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and He is become my salvation. You know, the Lord, He is our strength. Without Him, we have no strength. And He puts that song in our hearts. He is that song we're always singing. You know, there have been times when I'd be driving in my car and I'll just start singing songs I've never sung before, and I don't remember how they go. I guess those were just for the Lord, but that's happened many times, and He puts a song in our hearts, praise the Lord, and He is our salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him a habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. You know, the Lord will fight on our behalf. If we just put our faith and our trust in Him, whatever the struggles are, whatever the challenges are, He will give us the victory over them. We just have to put our faith and our trust in God. Verse 4, Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank unto the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. And you know, sometimes the devil will chase after us and try to destroy us. He'll try to remind us of all of our past sins, all of our iniquities. But you know what? Just as these Egyptian soldiers were drowned in the sea, so too are our sins drowned in the sea when we truly repent. In fact, why don't we go for a moment to the book of Micah, chapter 7. I'm just going to read a couple of verses there in Micah chapter 7. And you know, sometimes the devil will chase after us, but we have victory in Jesus, and if we claim that victory, if we repent of our sins, the Lord will throw those sins into a sea of forgetfulness, and once He does that, they are gone. In Micah chapter 7, verse 18, it tells us, Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of His heritage? He retaineth not His anger forever, because He delighteth in mercy. And what a wonderful thought that is, that He is not going to be angry with us forever. In fact, if we've truly repented of our sins, if we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, He's not angry at us at all anymore. Not anymore. Not if we're following the Savior, not if we're walking in obedience, not if we're obeying Jesus Christ and His commandments. Verse 19, He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. He takes our sins and He casts them into that sea of forgetfulness, the depths of the sea, just as the Egyptians were cast into the depths of the sea and gave victory to the Israelites, so too the Lord will take our sins and cast them into the sea, and we will have victory. Praise the Lord. And there's no need to dwell on your past and old sins, because if you've truly repented of your sins, they are gone. You don't need to think about those. They're gone, completely gone. And if you haven't repented of your sins, you can do that today. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And back in Exodus chapter 15, verse 9 tells us, The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Well, to answer that question, there are no other gods, so there is none like the Lord. He is the only God. Praise the Lord. Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You know, no one else can do what God does. Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. And didn't Jesus Christ do the same thing for us? He led us forth. Praise the Lord in his mercy. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. You know, if you read Revelation chapter 21, it talks about a sea. And right now that sea divides us from the spiritual realm. We're here on this earth, but we're separate from that glorious city whose builder and maker is God, that heavenly city. But one fine day, we're going to pass over that sea and there will be no more sea. Praise the Lord. And we will be with Jesus for all eternity. Praise the Lord. Verse 17, thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in. And that applies to us today too, not just the Israelites back there. In the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established, the Lord shall reign forever and ever, and he will reign forever and ever, and we will be with him forever and ever. In his sanctuary. Praise the Lord. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful song. That's a joyful song. That's a song of triumph. Verse 20, and Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Praise the Lord. And the Lord has triumphed gloriously. And we can have that triumph in our life if we just apply it to our lives today. But what I'd like to do now is go to the book of Psalms, Psalm 89. I'm sure that's no surprise based on the title of this message, which, as I mentioned before, was I Will Sing of the Mercies of the Lord Forever. And this is a wonderful psalm. You know, some people might say, I really like reading the New Testament better than the Old Testament because I love reading about Jesus. But you know what? You can read about Jesus in the Old Testament too. In fact, Psalm 89 is all about Jesus. We're going to see that as we look at this chapter. And it is a wonderful chapter. And I'm sure it was a wonderful song back when it was sung. I would love to know how they sang all of this. And we do have a chorus that we sing based on verse 1, which is wonderful. Psalm 89, verse 1. And this is a psalm. Now, I know we tend to think of the psalms as being written by David, but not every psalm was written by David. I believe there are 73 of them that are specifically attributed to David, and he may have written more because there are some that aren't attributed to anyone specifically, but this one was written by a man named Ethan the Ezrahite. And actually, the one after this, Psalm 90, was written by Moses, which is kind of unique. But this is a song book, really, a book of songs, and Psalm 89 happened to be written by a man named Ethan. So verse 1 tells us, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Praise the Lord, and what a wonderful declaration that is. That is a declaration of faith. You realize what he's saying here? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. To acknowledge that he's going to be able to sing forever is an acknowledgement that he believes in eternal life, that he believes in heaven. He knows that it's where he will be, and he will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And we too, when we get there, will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. But there's no reason we can't get started on that now. Praise the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. You know, because this psalm was written down, it has been made known to all generations, his faithfulness. These words still live on, and we can sing these songs too. Verse 2, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. Praise the Lord. And you know, it's interesting when you look at that. People on the surface might think that this is a psalm about David, but it's not really about David. It's about Jesus. And we'll see that as we continue on. Faithfulness established in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations, Selah. The seed of David has been established forever. And how was that done? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how his seed was established forever. You know, these days we don't necessarily know who's a Jew and who isn't. They've kind of been spread apart, and the records were lost when the temple was destroyed and so forth. But we know that the seed of David lives on because it lives on through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's actually what this psalm is talking about. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? That kind of calls to mind the song of Moses that we just read. Who is like the Lord? No one else is like the Lord. No one even compares to the Lord. Amen. Thou rulest the ragings of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. And didn't Jesus do that very thing? The storm was raging. And his disciples, they were fearful and afraid. And they said to Jesus, carest thou not that we perish? And all Jesus had to do is say, peace, be still. And the storm instantly cleared. Why? Because when Jesus speaks, it is the voice of God speaking. Because Jesus is that great I am. That same great I am that was revealed to Moses in the book of Exodus chapter 3. You know that when Jesus was on earth, he was both God and man, God manifest in the flesh. And we know that he is the image of the invisible God. Did you know that without Jesus, it would be impossible to see or know God? We need Jesus Christ to do that, for he is the mediator between God and man. But it's so clear in this psalm who is being referenced when you really look at it. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Jesus does that. Praise the Lord. And you know, when we have trouble and turmoil in our lives, and it seems as though these spiritual waves are crashing against us, the Lord Jesus can still those waves too. He can still even those. Praise the Lord. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. Remember what it says? In the book of John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it tells us that Word was made flesh. Jesus was right there in the beginning. He was always there, and he created this entire world. The heavens are his. The earth is his. And all of the creation is his. Verse 11, I'll read that again. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. It was Jesus who founded the world. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. And who is the light? The Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he told us in the book of John, I am the light of the world. And then if you read the book of Revelation, it tells us that Jesus will be the light in that glorious city. There won't be need of a sun or a moon, for our light will come from the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our light. Praise the Lord. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. That's not talking about David, folks. That's talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Holy One of Israel. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. That's talking about Jesus again, folks. The firstborn. You know, David was not the firstborn. In fact, he was the youngest, so he was not the firstborn. But we know this is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 28, My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Praise the Lord, his seed will endure forever. You know, we're not always going to be on this earth, but we will be in heaven. And in heaven, that seed will endure for all eternity, forever and ever, with no end. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. And there are consequences for sins. But thankfully, if we repent of our sins, the Lord will forgive us. Verse 33 tells us, Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Praise the Lord. We can repent of our sins, and the Lord won't forsake us. In fact, as we read earlier, he will take those sins and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. We read about in Micah chapter 7. And he won't remember them anymore. And if he doesn't remember them anymore, then we don't need to dwell on them. They're gone. Praise the Lord. Verse 34, My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. So we see from this chapter that the seed of the Lord Jesus is established forever. It will endure forever, not in this world, but in the world above and in the heavenly Jerusalem. And that city whose builder and maker is God. Praise the Lord. But we're going to see in this chapter, starting in verse 38, that the mood changes a little bit. And people might wonder why that is. And they might think, isn't this kind of contradictory to the first part of the chapter, which was so uplifting and hopeful? Speaking of God's enduring seed, His covenant, His promises. But in verse 38, the tone changes. But thou hast cast off and abhorred. Thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. And people might wonder why this change in tone. And this is speaking of a time when Jesus was put on trial and he went to the cross and he bore our sins upon himself, carried those sins so that we might be delivered from those sins. And to the world, it looked as though God had forsaken Jesus. In fact, if you remember his words from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? These verses are speaking of that time. But in that time, Jesus would have the victory. Though to the world it appeared that he was losing, the devil thought he was victorious. But as Jesus hung on that cross, there was a battle raging. And suddenly the devil realized he was wrong. He was being defeated by the Lord Jesus on that cross. But to the world, it looked as though that would be the end of Jesus. But we know that's not true. For after he died, he was buried and he rose again 3 days and three nights later. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. Remember how the soldiers spoiled the belongings of Jesus Christ, how they took his garment and cast lots for it. And remember how those who passed by, they railed against the Lord, saying all kinds of despicable things against him. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease and cast his throne down to the ground. The day of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame. And if Jesus was only 33 years old when he was crucified, that's not very old. But he's now in heaven, reigning from on high, and you know, earthly years, they no longer matter. Praise the Lord for that. He is eternally victorious. Verse 46. How long, Lord, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Well, you know, our physical bodies, they will all die one day. But Jesus rose from the grave. And in verse 48 it says, shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Yes, he did. Praise the Lord. He did exactly that very thing. And because Jesus rose from the grave, we too will rise from the grave. We have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the resurrection and the life, as we studied in previous weeks. He is our life. Without him, we have no life. But we will have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, because he was victorious over the grave. Praise the Lord. Over sin, over death, over hell. And we too can have that victory through Jesus. But we know that the tone here in this psalm, it changed. And that's why, because to the world it appeared as though Jesus was losing as he hung on that cross, but he was not. In so doing, he gained the victory. Praise the Lord. Verse 49, Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people. And did not Jesus bear the reproach of us all? Wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. He bore that reproach for each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. And you know, that might seem kind of strange to people too, because you start off with that tone in that book and it's victory. And it talks of the seed of the Lord Jesus remaining forever. And then that tone changes. But at the end of the chapter it says, blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. Not just one amen, but two amens. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go to one final place in closing. And hopefully when we do this, all of the chapters we looked at so far, Exodus chapter 15 and Psalm 89, it'll all start to fit together. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 15. As you might recall, in the book of Exodus, we looked at the song of Moses, the song of victory. And in Psalm 89, we see the declaration from the psalmist, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. You know what? When we get to heaven, we're going to sing of the mercies of the Lord forever too. We will sing of those mercies. Praise the Lord. In Revelation chapter 15, verse 1, it tells us, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God. So we see here the victorious people of God. And if we continue to abide in the Lord and obey the commandments of the Lord Jesus, this will be us. Those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name. We stand on that sea of glass and we sing. What do we sing? In verse 3 it tells us, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? Praise the Lord. For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. So we see here that on that final day, when we all get to heaven, we're going to sing a song of victory. Just as Moses sang a song of victory in Exodus chapter 15, we too will sing. Verse 3 tells us it is the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. We're going to be singing of the mercies of the Lord forever, for all eternity. Glory to God. And it's because of the victory that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. That victory that he gained for us on that cross at Calvary. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And that is my message for today. But it's so wonderful to know that when we get to heaven, we will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing that song of victory, that song of Moses, and that song of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy holy word. We thank thee for thy scriptures. We thank thee for what thou hast taught us in thy word. We ask, O God, that these words would not leave our hearts, but that they would inspire us to live righteously for thee. We ask, God, that thou wouldst write thy word in our hearts, that we would never forget what thou hast taught us in thy scriptures. We ask, O God, that thy Holy Ghost would be upon each and every one of us as we go forth. We ask, O God, that thy word would truly shine in our hearts, that thy Spirit would be with us, that thy Holy Ghost would be upon us. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And there is a song we are going to sing. Of course, I need to wait for Shirley to get back before we can do it. But the song we are going to be singing, it seems appropriate. I just have to find it really quick. And it's, I believe it's towards the end of the songbook here. Yes, number 169 in the chorus book. We will be singing that. It's called I Will Sing of the Mercies of the Lord Forever. Seems appropriate. Praise the Lord. And we'll just wait a moment. Hopefully Shirley will be along shortly to give us some piano music to go with it. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We're going to sing number 169 in the chorus book, I Will Sing of the Mercies of the Lord Forever.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. Of the Lord forever, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a fine day that will be when we sing of his mercies forever. Glory to God. We sing that song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Glory to God. You are dismissed unto prayer.